वासुदेवाय ॐ नमः भगवते वासुदेवाय ॐ नमः भगवते वासुदेवाय नारायणं नमस्कृत्य नरं चैव नरोत्तमं देवीं सरस्वतीं व्यासं ततो जयमदेरे नष्टप्रायेषु अभद्रेषु नित्यं भागवत सेवया भगवते उत्तमः श्लोके भक्तिर्भवति नैष्ठिके मूकं करोति वाचालं बंगुलंगयते गिरिं यत्कृपातमहं वन्दे श्रीगुरुं दीनतारणं श्रीपरमानन्दमाधवम् So today we are reading from Srimad Bhagavatam, 10th canto, chapter 20, text 27 and 28. So 27 has no purport. I will read 27, then we will go to 28. Vanokasa Pramudita Vanarajir Madhuchyutah जलधारा गिरिर्नादा आसन्ना दत्रिसे गुहा Translation: The Lord saw the joyful aboriginal girls of the forest, the trees dripping sweet sap, and the mountain waterfalls, whose resounding indicated that there were caves nearby. Text 28. Kvachit vanaspati krode guhayam chabivarsati nirvishya bhagavan reme Kandamula phalasanaha. Kvachit. Sometimes. Vanaspati. Of a tree. Krode. In the hollow. Guhayam. In a cave. Cha. Or. Abhivarsati. When it was raining. Nirvishya, entering, Bhagavan, the Supreme Lord, Reme, enjoyed, Kandamula, roots, phala, and fruits, Asanaha, eating. Translation. When it rained, the Lord would sometimes enter a cave or the hollow of a tree to play and to eat roots and fruits. Purport. Srila Sanatana Goswami explains that during the rainy season, bulbs and roots are very tender and palatable. and Lord Krishna would eat them along with wild fruits found in the forest. Lord Krishna and his young boyfriends would sit in the hollow of a tree or within a cave and enjoy pastimes while waiting for the rain to stop. Om Agnanati Mirandhasya Gyananjana Salakaya Chakshun Militam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Se Chaitanya Manodhishtam Sthapitam Yena Bhutale Sayam Rupa Kadamayam Dadati Sopadantikam Bandeyam Sri Guru Sri Uttapada Kamalam Sri Gurum Vaishnavamsa Sri Rupam Shagradatam Shagana Raghunatha Nitantam Sajivam Sadvaitam Savadutam Parijana Saitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Sri Radha Krishna Padam Shagana Lalita Sri Sakarnitam Sya He Krishna Karuna Sindhu Dinabandhu Jagatpate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namastate Tapta Kanchana Gaurangi Radhe Vrindavaneshwari Vishavanasate Devi Pranamami Hari Priye Vancha Kalpatarubhyasya Kripa Sindhu Bhevacha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha Namo Avadanaya Krishna Prema Pradayate Krishnaya Krishna Chaitanya Namne Gaurate Namaha Jai Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Shri Vasadi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. So here in these two verses of Srimad Bhagavatam, Lord Krishna's Vrindavan pastimes in rainy season has been described. As we are continuing this chapter, the rainy season and autumn will be coming after this. So, Lord Krishna is performing his pastimes in the forest of Vrindavan in rainy season, which is very attractive and full of pleasure. As we all know, that after the scorching heat of the sun after the summer season, rainy season is very blissful. In summer, generally, we always look for the rain. We always look towards the sky if rain will be coming, because that will give us some solace and relief from the scorching heat of the sun. So naturally, when the rainy season comes, then the leaves also blossoms, which were dried up in the summer season, and the Vrindavan forest was looking very beautiful, very green, lush green, and full of flowers and fruits. So in that atmosphere, Śrīla Śukadeva Goswami is describing that Banokasa Pramudita Banaraja Madhurchita. Śrīla Śukadeva Goswami is describing about the inhabitants of Vrindavan. And specifically here, though the Brajavasis, the cowherd, men and women, they were also living in the forest of Vrindavan. But here specifically, Śrīla Śukadeva Goswami is pointing out to the inhabitants, those who are from aboriginal race, means Sabara tribes, Pulinda. So, Banavakasa Pramudita. Here specifically mention that the Banavakasa, that should mean the residents of Bana or the forest, are very Pramudita, means they are very happy. But specifically, this Banavakasa word, though it can be used for everyone, those who are living in the forest, but specifically this word is used to point out to the Pulinda women. All the previous acharyas, those who have commented on Srimad Bhagavatam, starting from Sridhar Swami, Śrīla Viśvanātha Chakravarti Thakur, Sanatana Goswami, Jīva Goswami, they all, Vallabhācārya, they all point out that Banavakasa here is the women, pulling the women of Vrindavan forest. They were very happy, Pramudita. And why they were happy? Because they saw Krishna with his cowherd friends and Lord Balaram. They were wandering in the forest of Vrindavan. To get darshan of Lord Krishna was very pleasurable. Yet Krishna is all attractive. So specifically, all the Brajavasi, they were attracted towards Krishna. And here, the Pulinda women, these women of the Sabara tribes, they were very much attracted towards Lord Krishna. Also, we will see in the next chapter, when the gopis will describe about the glories of Krishna's flute, the song of Krishna's flute, Venugit. They are also, the gopis would specifically mention about this Pulinda women. So they are in Venugit, the gopis, they were telling the fortunate position of the Pulinda women. So they are telling, Purna Pulinda Urugaya Padapcha Raga Si Kunkumena Daitastana Manditena. The gopis who were talking among themselves, and Krishna was in the forest grazing the cows, and they were thinking in their mind's eye, they were thinking how Krishna would be doing in the forest, how he would be performing his pastimes in the forest. So, in that way, they were also describing about this Pulinda women, that how these Pulinda women were fortunate. Purna, their life has become perfect. What pious activities or pious deeds they must have done. As a result, though they are born in Pulinda or Sabar tribe, not very high class race, very low class race, but still their life has become perfect. And how it has become perfect? They are telling Purna Pulinda Urugaya Padabjaraya. So when Krishna was moving in the forest, and these Pulinda women, they saw Krishna from a distance. So they were very much attracted towards Lord Krishna. And their lusty desires within their heart developed. So, when they were very feelingly looking towards Lord Krishna, and Krishna was passing by, and Krishna was also amused to see these loving devotees of his, these Pulinda women. So Krishna was also very much pleased. So when Krishna was passing through in the forest, these Pulinda women, they saw some reddish dust on the creepers in the Vrindavan forest or on the grass where Krishna was walking over. So Urugaya Padabja Raga. So this Pulinda women saw this reddish color on these creepers or the grasses. Sri Kunkumena Daitastana Manditena. And from where this reddish dust came on the top of the creepers or on the grass? Because it came from the Padarja, from the reddish lotus feet of Krishna. Krishna's feet is reddish. It looks like lotus. But now the Krishna's lotus feet was containing this reddish powder. And when Krishna was walking on the grasses or on the creepers in the land of Vrindavan, this reddish powder was dropping on the creepers and the grasses from his feet. And from where the gopis are telling this thing? That from where this reddish powder came from to the lotus feet of Krishna? Na, Sri Kunkumena Daitastana Manditena. Where this reddish powder was decorating the breast of Krishna's beloved. And here specifically it has been mentioned Sri. Sri means Lakshmi. And Srimati Radharani is Sarva Lakshmi Mai, the source of all Lakshmis. All the Lakshmis are coming from Srimati Radharani. So here Sri means Srimati Radharani. So this dust was decorating the breast of Srimati Radharani. And it has come to the lotus feet of Krishna. Because also the gopis, sometimes when they will think of Krishna wandering in the forest of Vrindavan, they would always think that how Krishna would be traveling on the pathway in the forest of Vrindavan, where there are many pebbles, and there would be many different types of thorns. So Krishna's lotus feet would be very hurt by these pebbles and thorns. And they were thinking that when we would put the lotus feet of Krishna, which was very, very soft. So the gopis were telling that Krishna's lotus feet are very, very soft. And we think our breasts are very hard. So when we would put Krishna's lotus feet on our breast, we would be thinking that our breasts were hurting Krishna's lotus feet. Because our breasts are hard and Krishna's lotus feet is very soft. So they were thinking in that way. So when the gopis would put Krishna's lotus feet on their breast, then naturally this kumkum powder, this dust, which was adoring the breast of the gopis, that would touch the lotus feet of Krishna. That's why here Sri Kumkumena Daita Kucha Astana Manditena. So the gopis are telling that this Pulinda women saw this reddish kumkum powder, which is actually decorating the breast of the Krishna's beloved Srimati Radharani. So when the Pulinda women, they saw this kumkum powder on the top of these creepers, on these grasses, then the lusty desire arose within their heart to meet with Krishna. That was natural for them. So tat darsan smara rujas trina rusitena, and they felt separation from Krishna and they wanted to meet with him. Limpantya anana kuchesu juhusu tat adhim. Though the Pulinda women, they desired to meet with Krishna, because the lusty desire has aroused within their hearts. But it was not possible for them to meet with Krishna. Though Krishna knew the hearts of everyone, the desires of everyone, but still Krishna would not give that opportunity to other women as he was giving that opportunity to the gopis. Like we see the Brahman wives, when they came with the food for Krishna, they came to Vrindavan, their husbands were stopping them, but the Brahmin wives, they did not listen to their husbands. They personally brought all the foodstuff to feed Krishna and Balaram and his coward friends. And when they saw Krishna, they were also very much attracted seeing the beautiful form of Krishna. And seeing Krishna, they were holding the pots, but they stood still. Just by looking towards Krishna, they could not move. They are so immersed in attraction of seeing the beautiful form of Krishna. But then after some time, when they regain their external consciousness, so they pray to Krishna, but after offering the foodstuff, they pray to Krishna to remain with him in the forest. They did not want to go back to their husbands or husband's rooms. But Krishna did not tell them to stay with him, because that will not be a good standard for the men of this world to follow. Krishna would only perform pastimes with gopis, because he was a gopa. But he would not do that with Brahmin's wives or even the Pulinda wives. He did not do this thing, though they had all developed this lusty desire for Krishna. So this Pulinda women, what did they do? When they saw this red kumkum powder on the top of these creepers or grasses, and to satisfy their lusty desires, they took those kumkum powders in their hands and they put on their faces and on their breasts. So in that way, nityanta anana kuchesu jahusatad adhim. So the mental pain they were getting, this Pulinda women, because of the lusty desire, feeling separation from Krishna. So by putting that kumkum powder on their face and on their breast, their lusty desires were satisfied. So Srila Prabhupada comments in his Krishna book on this point, that when someone is tormented by lusty desires in this material world, when he will be attracted towards Krishna, then his tormentation of lusty desires would be over. He would be purified all of these material lusty desires, and he would enjoy Krishna consciousness, which is the sublime happiness one can get in life. So this Pulinda women, by decorating their faces and breast with this kumkum powder, which was coming from the breast of Krishna's beloved, their lusty desires were satisfied. So in this way, here we see in this verse, when it said banaukasa pramudita, so this Pulinda women, by seeing Krishna in the forest of Vrindavan, they were very happy, and they did this thing what the gopis had described in other verse. They put this kumkum powder on the face and breast. Banaraja madhurchita. And in the rainy season also, the Banaraji, here Bana means forest, Raji means the, what to say, rose of forest. Sometimes he said that Vriksha Raji means rose of trees, but here it is stated Banaraj, the rose of forest. So Ballabhacharya in his commentary says that there are rows of forest with different kinds of trees in Vrindavan. There are so many different forests in Vrindavan, Dvadasavana, 12 forests of Vrindavan. And there are different trees, and they were all full of leaves, very lush green, they are looking very lush green, and full of fruits and flowers. And also madhurchyuta. In the rainy season, from all these trees, this honey was flowing. जलधारा गिरे नादार आसना ददृशे गुहा. And because there is excessive rain, and then Jaladhara Girer Nadat, from the mountains. In Vrindavan there are so many mountains. And we have a chief mountain here, Giriraj, the king of mountains. So from the mountains there are streams coming down from the mountains. And when the streams are coming down, then there is sound of falling water from the mountain top. The water is falling down, so there is sound. And the sound is magnified because of the presence of the caves. So when there are caves nearby, there will be resounding of sound. That's why Gire Nadat Asana Dadruse Griha. So when Krishna saw these fountains coming down from mountains, and there is echo resounding from the sound, then he could understand there must be caves nearby. And then, because caves, they were covered by grasses. Because in the rainy season, the grasses, they grow very quickly. In summer season, the grasses dry up. But in rainy season, even the grass grows so fast that the roads are also covered by grass. So in the same way, the caves are also covered by grass. But Krishna could find out the caves because of this echo coming from the mountain streams. So, Dadrusa Guha. So, Krishna saw these nearby caves, understanding from these echoes of the mountain streams. Then, Kvachit Vanaspati Krode Guhayam Chavivarsati. And when it would rain, in the rainy season, so there would be sudden rain. There would be sometimes rain, sometimes no rain. And Krishna with his cowherd boys and Lord Balaram, he would be wandering in the forest, grazing his cows. And suddenly the rain would come. So when the rain would come, then generally Krishna, what he would do? Because when the rain would come, generally we want to save ourselves from rain. We take shelter. If you were in a forest, then we could take shelter under a tree, or under a cave, or under the hollow of a tree. Vanaspati Kroda. Sometimes we see some trees with a hollow, so one can stay inside. So Lord Krishna, with his coward boys and Balaram, so when there would be sudden rain, they would run. Generally, if we would be walking on the road and the rain would come, then we start running to find a shelter. So Krishna would also do the same thing with cowherd boys. they would run. Guhayam chavivarsati nirvishya. So Srila Vishwanatha Chakravarti Thakur says the nirvishya means Krishna would run to enter in a cave or in a hollow of a tree. So sometimes here Krishna is addressed as Bhagavan. So when Sukadeva Goswami says this, that means Krishna is Bhagavan, he is the Supreme Lord. And when the rain is coming, as Krishna is Bhagavan, he could stop the rain. But he did not stop the rain. Like when Krishna was studying in Sandipani Muni's ashram, and when Sandipani Muni's wife sent Krishna and Sudama to fetch some wood from the forest, and they were carrying wood on their heads and they are coming back home, that time rain started. Rain, storm, heavy wind and rain started, and then there was everywhere darkness and the forest path was full of water. They could not find the way. So Krishna was Bhagavan. He was the Supreme Lord. He would have stopped that. But why did he not stop this? Because Krishna was acting like a human being. Though he was Bhagavan, but he was acting like a human being and performing his pastimes like a human being. And why he was doing this? To give pleasure. To give pleasure to himself and give pleasure to his devotees. To the people in general. To his coward friends. Krishna was playing. Though he would have stopped all this rain and everything, inconvenience. But he did not do this. That's why Sukadeva Goswami is using the word reme. Reme means enjoying. Enjoying these pastimes, playful pastimes. So when there would be excessive rain and they would run for shelter, and the shelter may not be nearby, so they would run to find a hollow of a tree or a cave to take shelter. Just like ordinary human beings. Though he was Bhagavan, Krishna was Bhagavan. And this was his playful pastimes. So Nirvisa Bhagavan Reme Kanda Mula Phalasana. See, Lord, in this way, enjoys the rainy season in the forest of Vrindavan by taking shelter in a cave during rainy season or in a hollow of a tree. And then what did he eat? Then Sukadeva Goswami says, whatever was available in the forest, Krishna ate that. So, kanda mula phalasana. The Supreme Lord Krishna, he ate the roots and fruits in the forest, available in the forest. And specifically, Sanatana Goswami says that in rainy season, this Kandamula, the roots are very soft and available in abundance in the forest of Vrindavan. So Krishna with coward boys, they do pick up this Kandamula. Kandamula are of two types. One is round shape, another is like a root. The round shape Kanda, that is available on the surface of the earth, and the root is underneath the earth, and they dig up and get the root. So here phala means fruit is mentioned later. First Kandamula is mentioned. Why? Because in the rainy season Kandamula is available in abundance, and it is very tasteful, very soft. So that is the prominence of eating item available in the rainy season. Prominent eating item. And phala is also available, but Kandamala is specifically mentioned. So in this way, Lord Krishna, he was enjoying with his cowherd friends and Lord Balaram in the forest of Vrindavan in rainy season. And in this way, he was actually attracting the conditioned souls. The conditioned souls of this world, though they are trying to enjoy, but they are all suffering in this material world. And they don't know that what is the real enjoyment. Sada samud vignadiya asat grahat. The conditioned souls, they are all suffering. That's why always in anxiety, because they have accepted asat as sat. They have accepted this material body, which is asat, temporary, as sat. They are thinking, this is permanent body, I can enjoy with this body. As the body is temporary, the enjoyment derived from the body is also temporary. And for that temporary enjoyment, we are going through so much tribulation, so much anxieties. Sada samudvignadiya. Always in great anxiety for little enjoyment, temporary enjoyment of this material world. That's why Prahlad Maharaj says that hitatma patam gruha andhakupam vanangato yad hariyasrayet. That one should give up this gruha andhakupam. Give up this blind well of material existence and go to Vrindavan and take shelter of Lord Hari. So why Krishna is showing these pastimes in Vrindavan? All these pastimes of Krishna are windows to the spiritual world. This is some samples Krishna is showing in this material world. And through these Krishna's pastimes, we can understand that if we become associated with Krishna, if we become Krishna conscious, then we can also enjoy with Krishna as his coward friends, as the gopis and all the Brajvasis, they are enjoying with Krishna. So these pastimes are meant to attract the conditioned souls of this material world, those who are always suffering with constant anxiety. That's why Prabhupada says that when one will be associated with Krishna, then all of his material anxieties will be over, all his material lusty desires would be over, and he would enjoy eternal happiness in association with Krishna and his devotees. Hare Krishna. Any comments, questions? Okay. Hare Krishna. Jaya Grantara Srimad Bhagavatam Ki. Jaya Srila Prabhupada Ji Maharaj Ki.